To add insult to injury, the new flood maps that all of the insurance rates are based on are fraught with error. Theo Meyer, you've been covering this for ProPublica. Tell me about what you've found.
Well, by FEMA's own admission, many of the nation's flood maps, which dictate the premiums that homeowners pay for flood insurance, are woefully out of date. There's a couple problems with that. Older maps don't really reflect how the land may have changed due to erosion or to new development. And they're also typically much less accurate. New technologies such as things like LIDAR can be 10 times as accurate at mapping the sort of contours of the land.
These mapping errors that are happening have basically put properties in high-risk zones, saying that they're at high risk for flooding that don't belong in those areas.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about how you found these errors.
I had started looking into this after I saw a report in North Dakota that the new maps there were being made with old data. And I thought that was sort of strange. So I looked into it, and it turns out it's something that has happened in many places around the country, from Oregon to North Dakota to Maine to Texas to Louisiana, that new maps have been built using either partially or wholly, almost wholly, out of old, outdated data.
Yeah, and you did even talk to one official in Livingston Parish who was telling you a little bit about how cobbled together the maps were here.
Yes, I did. In Livingston Parish, FEMA included new sort of elevation data using this new technology LIDAR that was very up to date, according to an engineer I spoke with. But FEMA hasn't matched up the new data with the old sort of benchmarks properly, according to this engineer, which makes homes in the parish seem lower than they really are on flood maps. He told me it was going to be a nightmare for residents there.
And I'm going to guess that most people that you've talked to also don't really have the wherewithal to go and get these errors corrected.
The onus of fighting it is all on them. You have to hire a surveyor, which can cost anywhere from a few hundred to a few thousand dollars, to come out and look at your property. You have to file this paperwork to FEMA. And even if FEMA takes you out of the high-risk flood zone where people with mortgages are required to buy flood insurance, even if FEMA takes you out, you still have, you know, that sunk cost of paying the surveyor. FEMA's not going to pay you back for that.
How are homeowners in general finding out that their property is mapped wrong?
Yeah, there's a few ways. I talked to people who found out from their neighbors, people who found out when they went to the bank to get a mortgage or to refinance their mortgage, because it's incumbent on the banks to enforce this law. But virtually everyone I spoke to did not find out from FEMA themselves, which is a little concerning in itself.
As you're saying, FEMA thinks their maps are fine, so you're not going to figure it out from them. So how are you going about determining the scope of this problem?
Well, it's difficult. We have issued a call out at ProPublica. We have sort of a form online where people who have experienced problems with the maps can go to our website, ProPublica.org, and fill it out and tell us so. That's one way of doing it.